Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters as now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed, let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud, Hallelujah! Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you now that my intention is to continue the trend of the last few weeks. I'm not saying that there hasn't been revelation on this show all along. But I would dare to say, leading up towards some very powerful, implicative revelation, it must still yet be spoken. I'd like to continue with the trend to continue to speak, my brothers and sisters, concerning those things that we should have always, always been pursuant. Not many among us realize this truth. But the hope of the faith, my brothers and sisters, and shockingly enough, the hope of the faith has always been that we discover one day just how far from the truth of the Most High that we have fallen. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, we might repent and discern, my brothers and sisters, how in all things to return unto the pure, perfect will of the One Most High. 45,000 denominations in the world today. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Do you think 45,000 denominations all declaring something different are going to be part of the kingdom of the Most High? I tell you, absolutely not. 280 nations, our people divided, scattered among these nations. Since Jerusalem was destroyed, our people scattered among these nations, looking for refuge from among the very people who destroyed Jerusalem. Do we really think, my brothers and sisters, that is our salvation? It's amazing. Many of us haven't discerned exactly what really was going on in those first years of the dispensation. The Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything. Everything that he declared to convert the nations. Obvious, my brothers and sisters, that the gospel, our commitment to the gospel has always been a matter that we must seek the truth that the rulers of the nations would never speak. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? We must declare, seek the Most High for the truth that the rulers would not speak. Rule is more concerned about pulpits and thrones and the double-mindedness, knowing that the scripture says this double-mindedness is an instability in the book of Jacob. How dare we believe the rulers have in any wise, my brothers and sisters, been in fact wise? Scripture says, if any man be double-minded, he is unstable in all his ways. Let him not think he receive anything from the Most High. Messiah said, let not the worldly man, well, in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, he said, let not the worldly man think that his petitions are viable. He said, because he said himself, I make no petitions for the worldly, but for those who have received the Holy Word. He told his disciples, I'm talking about John 17:9, 14th chapter of Yohanan, he told those who would be his apostles, he told them, if you love me, keep my commandments, guard my instructions. In other words, guard the integrity of his word against all the intrusions, the misconceits that exist in this world. Let us understand what happened when Rome came in 70 AD and destroyed Jerusalem. Jerusalem had been a hotbed from which the gospel was going forth to the nations, to convert peoples, to seek the higher conscience of the Most High, the righteousness, the law even. Yes, the law of the Most High. What do you think it is when he talks about sending forth a pure, perfect word? A word, my brothers and sisters, true to the Most High from the very beginning. Eternal. Rome saw Jerusalem as a hotbed for the truth. Didn't want to respect it as such and sought to destroy Jerusalem. Now people were scattered among the nations. Seeking refuge, my brothers and sisters, I regret to say so often, and losing all sense of identity and becoming assimilated after the marks of the beast, standards of the nations, the standards of the rulers, my brothers and sisters, who compromised the word of the Most High that men created to reason as one with the Most High, fall far short of reason. Yet the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 1:18 through 20 that we must again come to reason together. We must show that it is within our capacity to humble ourselves unto the pure, perfect will of the Most High. We said if we prove that we can reason together as one in the will of the one Most High, we say we will partake of the good of the land. But if not, if we refuse and rebel. He said, we'd be delivered to the sword, cut off from among the people. And that, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High himself has spoken. The many who put upon themselves titles claiming to be walking in godliness on the will of the one Most High. But I'm going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's not going to be because men put titles upon themselves. Not only because they put titles upon themselves. The men will find redemption. Most High has already promised that he has one that he has already foreordained, called by name from the birth. And I would have you to understand that without question, I said without question, the many that men have put titles upon, that men have chosen and elected, which one, my brothers and sisters, I ask you, do you think will have the greater authority? The one whom the Most High has called by name? Like it says in Isaiah 49, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nation. The Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother. Has he made mention of my name? Which do you think will have more authority before the Most High? The one whom the Most High calls by name to declare with a surety what is the will of the one Most High? Or the multitude of institutions of man that have kept our people divided, which? But most have no clue that even for this we should be waiting. Zephaniah, second chapter, speaks about a city to which Messiah is sent in the last days. People would not listen. And my brothers and sisters, in a city with all manner of confusion and diversitude, the people are content with these differences. They've already insulted the Most High. We are called to seek him that we prepare to call upon his name with one consent. If we believe that a multitude of contradictions are the work of the Most High, we entirely miss the point and are not prepared to be disciples unto him. First step toward being his disciples is to recognize that the multitude of diverse standards of this world are the work of him who is the author of confusion and not the Most High. His spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. Reproves all the shallow-minded, short-sighted, errant perceptions of men that have divided us. Brings all things to remembrance. Purity and completion offers one choice. For that reason, I say to you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High told me very early on, he said to me some of the biggest lies. He said to me that some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths. He said every lie that men believe, every hasty conclusion that men draw, acts as an obstacle against discerning greatest dimensions of truth. He told me, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, directly he told me, beware concerning this world, for what you join yourself with, you become one with in spirit. He told me, my brothers and sisters, I'd better listen to him. He said, I'd better listen to him. Or he said, someone will make a fool of me. My brothers and sisters, I would say the same to you. An admonition that you prepare for the day when Messiah himself will come saying, listen to me and keep silence before me, O ye isles, and let my people renew their strength. And the scriptures speak about how Messiah, well, the Most High shall subdue all the rulers and all the and overthrow, expose all their false rule before him. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, our people might at last indeed be free. I want you to understand, so my brothers and sisters, the scriptures talk about something that's called at 2 Thessalonians. We spoke about it last evening. If you didn't hear last evening's show, last night's show, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's very much so an imperative thing that you do. That show, Strong Delusion Exposed. Yes, my brothers and sisters. Who can you trust? Well, my brothers and sisters, it's time that we discern. The Most High said we should be looking to that of a surety. I say that of a surety, we indeed walk true according to what is the righteousness of the eye. Need to ask the question, why haven't your rulers told you this? I'll tell you why, my brothers and sisters. All prophecy relates that for our people to be one, I said, in order for our people to again be one, there's no question about it. Call upon the name of the Most High with one consent. The only way it will come to pass, my brothers and sisters, is all the misconceits that in the midst of us we must be delivered from. Let alone the external, but also, my brothers and sisters, the internal illusions. It's not going to be about, some people are going to sit back and talk about whether they belong to a particular church, nation, political, national, familial, cultural ties. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters, the great revolution is coming. The truth, my brothers and sisters, will find out who has indeed right intent to worship the Most High as he is. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, without question, you should know that the institutions of man must be proven that they have been in so many ways in their diversitudes unstable. Listen to what I'm telling to you, what I'm saying to you now. We have to comprehend, my brothers and sisters, that men, so long more concerned with pulpits and thrones and their double-mindedness, seeking to cater to the devices of men, predispositions of men, have established all manner of institutions Not always true, my brothers and sisters. Not at all always true to the will of the one Most High. I can think of times of talking to pastors about a lot of scripture, and they're directly telling me that they can't tell their people about this or can't speak about this scripture or that scripture because they said that if they did, they'd lose their congregations. I told them they're not your people. Truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, those more concerned about their own institutionalities, and they are concerned about the healing and reconciliation of a people, how can they deliver you? Scripture says, the double-minded man, let him not think he receive anything from Yah. They are blinded by their own predispositions. It's time that we awaken. Like I said before, the gospel itself declares we must always seek the truth beyond what is common to the leaders. Else we lack a covenant with the One Most High. I repeat, at that point we lack a covenant with the One Most High because we've dared to declare various rulers and all their differences as if to say there was nothing to seek beyond them. But my brothers and sisters, I will tell you now that Messiah will be sent for the in fact, be revealed to the world for the express purpose so that no more shall any more our people be exploited and deceived by those whose ulterior motives. Side, double-minded interests any more deceive our people. Scripture says he has sent then, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 41, to expose all your leaders, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders. Read Malachi. It's about the Lord whom you seek, the Lord for whom you should be waiting. He says he's going to purge out the sons of Levi. In other words, get the point. It means that he will destroy from the temple all those who will not seek to teach a pure and perfect word. It says king should be dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. Yes, he shall expose with his word all misconceit, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. My brothers and sisters, I find it a sad thing. I was listening to a pastor earlier today on Blog Talk, and regretfully, he was teaching his congregation as if the falling away has not occurred. It was prophesied in 2 Thessalonians. He called the falling away from his congregation, sad. How many understand that when Jerusalem was overthrown at the Roman hands, gospel having gone forth into a hostile environment, that the people scattered into the nations, my brothers and sisters, Rome seeking to scatter the people of the Most High among the nations, they become blindly assimilated, trusting in, and yes, my brothers and sisters, becoming part of the constituency of all the varying ideals among the nations, to lose a total sense, totally lose a sense, not only of identity, but in fact, my brothers and sisters, the concept of what is the righteousness of Yah. Scripture talks about how the systems of this world, in 2 Thessalonians, powers of perdition, principalities and powers, would set up men to sit right there in the temple, as if they were godly men. My brothers and sisters, Scripture calls them the wicked, the lawless, setting up strong delusions that men should believe a lie. I mean, my brothers and sisters, men believing that they are godly, men who are most unscrupulous. No real reverence for Yah, and already my brothers and sisters having devised schemes after which, if they could, they could blind you from ever discerning the greater truths. A lot of scripture, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us in advance, the leaders would not speak up. I can only tell you that on my website, hiddengospel.com, it is imperative that you examine from Genesis to Revelation what I call the secret city prophecies. Hiddengospel.com, secret city, secret city prophecies. You need it desperately. If you haven't read it already, I'm telling you now, my brothers and sisters, how shall we say since these truths were known by the early believers, early church, all the saints of old. Scriptures say, ultimately relate, that when Messiah comes to reveal all the secret things that men have hidden, to restore the heart or the conviction of the ancient fathers to the children, to speak concerning all things spoken by the prophets since world began. The prophecies actually tell us, my brothers and sisters, that when he comes to do this, whoever will not hearken to that testimony will be utterly cut off from among the people. Shall men resist the testimony of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, and still be found welcome? I said still be found welcome by those who understood Revelation 22:16. Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Something most don't even comprehend what it means in Revelation 22:16 today. For that one, the scriptures said, my brothers and sisters, would reprove and rebuke all the wickedness that is the scepter and the misrule of your leaders. Please read Isaiah 11th chapter, Isaiah 14 and 5. It says, the wicked is the scepter of your rulers. Messiah knows not to trust these leaders and knows that the righteousness of Yah is greater. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, trust in the Most High. He sees beyond all the illusions. As Scripture says, with the breath of his lips shall he slay, expose the wicked. Same thing said in 2 Thessalonians as a latter-day prophecy, whereby it shall be when he exposes all the lies of the nations, unto him shall all the nations seek, and his rest, his peace shall be glorious. Why? The Scripture says, wherever it is in the world, those who not walk according to that light, that nation will perish. Isaiah 60 and 12. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, it says, because he exposes, will expose all the unrighteousness of all the rulers. Israel and Judah, my brothers and sisters, should become again one nation. But how many, my brothers and sisters, among your leaders dare to tell you this? How many of them would tell you, that, and I can prove it, Isaiah, need to look at Isaiah 24, need to look at Isaiah 53, you look also, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 45, Hosea 11th chapter. Particularly Isaiah 11. You need to read Isaiah 11, 10 through 12. This will not be, as some have so quickly said, the second appearing of the Messiah, but the third. And most, because they don't know the prophecies concerning what is said about Messiah, the first time he appeared 2,600 years ago. I did not say 2,000. Most don't discern, my brothers and sisters, what he must come to complete in these latter days. And because most have not discerned the titles that are in the scripture that relate to Messiah from Genesis to Revelation and what those titles signify concerning all that's written in the prophets. Most, my brothers and sisters, actually are looking forward to a Messiah that somehow capitulates and compromises to all the diverse ideals of the nations and called it the grace of Yah. My brothers and sisters, the real grace and favor of the Most High is that he reveals his law, that you're no longer exploited by those, my brothers and sisters, who are lawless. Not under the law really means not under the misrule of men, because by his grace he teaches you the things, my brothers and sisters, the rulers will not tell you. So much meant by Messiah when he says such things as, you're my disciples, you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Set you free from what? The misrulers who hide the truth from you. Understand, my brothers and sisters, it's time we comprehend the reality concerning what all these things mean. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. He was talking to my brothers and sisters about if his conscience be raised and exalted in the world, he would draw all men, my brothers and sisters, to see the conscience of the Most High transcended all others, that men worship Yah. But how many have understood it? What it really means to be born again after the orientation, the higher realization of what is divine will. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand all that is written concerning what will ultimately be the awakening of our people. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, discerning how far from the truth we have fallen has always been the expectation of the faith. Not something that your leaders would tell you, There's a reason why the scripture says when Messiah comes, he will say, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. How about those who desire the reproof of the Most High? What does it say in Yohanan, John, 3rd chapter? Those who will do good works will come to the light. They be sure that what they do is from Yah, but those who will do evil will not come to the light, lest their works be reproved. Well, my brothers and sisters, did you understand that Messiah comes to reprove all unrighteousness, that men might know how to repent unto the Most High, that there be no more contentions among men claiming to be righteous than all my brothers and sisters after a multitude of fallen standards, that there be no more warfare, no more misopinion, and yes, my brothers and sisters, that the covenant be restored after the will of one. Isaiah 44-45 says, because men have not discerned what they've trusted has been falsehood. Their leaders, falsehood. Most High would have to expose the folly, the foolishness of them all, and establish the city upon a firm foundation by giving the people again, my brothers and sisters, a true shepherd. When he says he will make the crooked places straight before his anointed, it means, my brothers and sisters, he will expose every crooked path and false leadership after which men have walked. That they walked, my brothers and sisters, not unto salvation, but unto a multitude of division that can only be sin. It's time we understand the truth. For the nations and their rulers, being double-minded, incapable of reasoning rightly, incapable of drawing then a perfect conclusion true to the will of the Most High and true to his kingdom, my brothers and sisters, they have not taught the gospel of the kingdom of Yah. They spoke according to their own will, all having the mark of the beast, something blind in their minds, not to discern the truth, and even if they did, they wouldn't speak it. For the Most High sends a prophet, my brothers and sisters, to speak what others would not. Your rulers have and are the marks and standards, the false standards of the beastly, who refuse to reason as one because they have ulterior motives, other agendas and interests. How dare men, my brothers and sisters, say they shall overcome the world, the standards of the unreasoning, then after them, after those, my brothers and sisters, who are already hell-bent to hide the truth, as it is written, the adversary exploits and takes advantage of the simple-minded. He preys upon those in the darkness. Therefore, he sees to keep men in the darkness, not discerning, my brothers and sisters, what always they should have known. The gospel of my brothers and sisters is the one pattern of peace after which this whole world shall be ruled. Dare men say that in every nation they preach the gospel after the constraints of each one of the various nations and denominations? Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that in your whatever institution you call the church, that everyone in it will be called faithful? Do you really believe your pastors, my brothers and sisters, if they wouldn't tell you these things, should be counted faithful? Your leaders who compromise the word of the Most High all the time, in fact, refuse to discern it, that they maintain what they call government for and by the people. Well, my brothers and sisters, did we not understand what happened to Saul who did this? He was taken out from being king. What about the apostle Shaul who said there's only one gospel, one word unto peace? He said, if any man preaches any other gospel, supposed gospel, which is not, well, it can't be the gospel. He said, let him be accursed. What do you think all these various standards are, my brothers and sisters? They're not the rule of the one kingdom. So how have we not realized the need to seek beyond all the varying constraints of the rulers? For the truth the rulers would not tell, because that is the gospel. The word of the kingdom, pure and perfect, my brothers and sisters. And the scriptures never said at any time that the grace of the Most High or the gift of the Most High will be given to those who don't seek the greater truth. Because all such lesser perception. Well, my brothers and sisters, the works of the adversary. Disrespect, and is not reverence for Yah as he is. In a world where we see so much contradiction that we're not compelled to seek the greater truth, that we seek what is before the Most High as an absolute, how can we say we have revered and respected his name? And we already warned that no one is held blameless who takes his name in vain, who swears by his name, but not to seek all his will. For his very name means that he is not just that he is, when he says, I am that I am. But I would tell you, my brother and sister, that word that's down there for that actually means he is all in everything that he is. He will not deny himself. It's time that we wake up and realize the grace of the Most High is that he reveals himself. Faith comes by hearing a word from the Most High. Not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Not all have heard it to even begin to preach it or understood it to preach it. So the scripture says all who call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered. But did they tell you the rest of the scripture? At Job 2:32, it says, in Jerusalem shall be deliverance to the remnant whom the Most High himself has called. How about my brothers and sisters? Deliverance should be to those who, hearing from the Most High the greater truths, are willing to follow him. Not all my brothers and sisters are willing to admit that they've been tricked by the leaders, not to seek all that they should have known. I got a lot of notes here, and I'm looking at the time, about 20 minutes. Wow. Let me run through a few things quickly. What's in the chat? Not the chat, but the splash screen opening this show. In the chat, there's a lot of articles that explain a lot of this that's in the splash screen, the opening screen to this show. But I want you to consider what's happening in Isaiah 24. Scripture says, the Most High is not pleased because men have broken the everlasting covenant, meaning the covenant is everlasting. How can the Most High break a covenant against his own eternality, first and the last, the beginning and the end? It's not a new covenant that we should look to, my brother and sister, but the restoration of a covenant. 45,000 denominations across 280 nations all saying something different was never a covenant. It was on their falling away. Like I say, our people being scattered among the nations, assimilated among the nations. Well, the scripture says the mysteries of iniquity were already at work. Our people, my brothers and sisters, were not brought back and being so scattered, brought back from the lives of the nations, but sent out among the nations, and many not discerning the need to be delivered beyond what seems wise by default, but has only been darkness. Just a matter of falling in traps. And now is the time, my brothers and sisters, to wake up beyond them. Scripture talks about our people having been beguiled to break, having broken the everlasting covenant. How can our people be one after a multitude of political, national, and pseudo-religious leaders? It's not possible. So scripture talks about what happens at a city. It says a city at 24:10 will be plundered. Every wine cellar is shut. What does that mean? It means no more lies, no more drunkenness of lies being taught from that place where there's been so much confusion. City is left in desolation. Its gates are broken with destruction. They will lift up their voice. They sing for the majesty of the Most High. They should cry aloud from the west. Please read this from the end. Something like maybe the NASB, NIV, or Revised Standard. They relate some things from the Dead Sea Scrolls that tell you so much. You see, therefore they will glorify the name of the Lord in the east. How about the king, my brothers and sisters, the one that's in Revelation 16:12 called the king of the east, one who comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, to expose all those who hear the truth from you. Say, the one called with the name of the Most High, Holy One of Israel, and the isles of the seas, and says, from the uttermost parts of the earth. Sounds so much like Isaiah 45. So they shall reveal the name of the Most High from the rising sun to the west, uttermost parts of the earth, from the east to the west. We hear songs saying, glory to the righteous one. Wow. Sounds so much like Isaiah 41st chapter, when one comes forth in the last days. Who has stirred up this righteous one who Most High should cast down even kings before them, before him? All the misconceits of the rulers that men seek, even my brothers and sisters, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance to the glory of Yah his Father. The scripture said in the Aramaic, and I'll tell you where you can find that. Maybe I need to put that up quickly in the chat, or you can look this up for yourself. But in the Aramaic, this verse actually reads a little differently from the King James Version. Most of the traditional texts. HiddenGospel.com, LAMSA. LAMSA. I may be able to actually put that in. And it may be that after refreshing the page, it looks like I'm not going to have enough space to do that. Let me go ahead and do this. I may try. They give you a limited amount of space to write it. Okay. It blocked out. If you refresh the page, last part of the first paragraph, you'll see the URL. You might look this up for yourself. Scripture says people are going to wake up and finally realize that the coming of the righteous one who declares all righteousness, Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10. It says the people will say it's been a mystery to me, a mystery to me. Woe to me, the wicked have dealt very treacherously. Yea, the wicked have dealt very treacherously. The wicked is the scepter of the rulers, your leaders. We hear the truth that they keep you in bondage. If it says, the brothers and sisters, people suddenly wake up and realize their leaders have been treacherous, realize the mysteries of iniquity as the rulers who claim reverence for the Most High. But my brothers and sisters teach you less than what is lawful, that they exalt themselves. After none of this can the Most High be pleased. Isaiah 29:15. Well, there's a need to go back a little further. Started Isaiah 29:15, but there's a need to go back a little further and look at those verses. And it talks about in 2 Thessalonians, I want you to consider. It says, because men were so hard of heart, those not having a love of the truth. You see, he put upon them, or allowed upon them, a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. In other words, get my point. Every soul will be, let's just say, my brothers and sisters, every soul will be discerned as to whether it will be steadfast and true or not. Reasonable or not. Isaiah 29. It shall be when Messiah reveals the greater truth. Like a hungry man that dreams that he is eating, dreams that he is drinking. When he awakes, he finds he's hungry and famished. He says, so shall it be among all the multitude of nations that fight against Mount Zion. In other words, for every misconceit that men have propelled against the awakening of the people of the Most High, they return to him. Well, my brothers and sisters, people are going to wake up and suddenly find out where they thought they were getting good word and doctrine. Find out they had nothing. So the scripture says, actually, if you really want to know what it really says in original language, it says, tells everybody to stupefy themselves. Stop and realize how blind they have been. Actually, the word there is actually stupid. A dull-witted they have been. In the midst of so much confusion to not realize the need to seek so much better or so much greater. Or even indeed, what is the absolute? Teaching the people how they must awaken and realize that what they've called doctrine has just been like strong drink that has drunken their minds and hearts. Because men have not sought the whole truth to the dimension in which they should have. Scripture says, Most High has poured upon you a spirit of deep sleep. And close your eyes. Your prophets and your rulers, the seers, has he covered. Strong delusion, my brothers and sisters, the men should believe a lie because they prove themselves double-minded, not willing to seek all that is divine will. How can a man ever be purged and made in all things true to the will of one when he is objective, is to maintain the ideals of another? So the vision of all has become like a word of a book that is sealed. Which men deliver one that is learned? And he said, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I cannot, for it is sealed. Meaning that most, my brothers and sisters, reading the book don't discern what they are looking at, what they are reading. Don't discern the initial vision. Don't re-see the initial vision. The book is delivered to him that is learned, saying, read this, and say, I pray thee, I'm not learning. Both the illiterate and the literate, both blind to what the secrets contain in the book. It says, for as much as this people draw near to me with their mouth and with their hearts, and draw near to me with their mouths and with their lips do honor me. They remove their heart, the conviction, their understanding is far from me. And the reverence toward Yah is taught after the precepts of men. My brothers and sisters, that is not enough to honor the Most High as he is. He says, therefore, behold, I proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, and the wisdom of the wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be. How about my brother and sisters, the wise understanding of their prudent men should be taken away, should be exposed to the folly that it is. So it says, woe unto them that have sought deeply. How about the scheme, my brothers and sisters, to hide the true counsel of the Most High, and their schemes and their works to hide the truth in the dark? People don't realize what's happening. They say, who sees us and who knows us? Well, my brothers and sisters, men have acted as if the Most High is not wise. He said, you turn things upside down when you think the Most High can't see what's going on. As if the powder would be thought as the clay. Wow. As if the Most High has no understanding. Well, in spite of how a world and its leaders have thought that people would remain blind, what these scriptures are actually saying, it won't be but a short time till, if you will, surely Lebanon, a place where they had many trees, shall be turned to a fertile field, and a fertile field should be like a forest. In other words, wherever there was no knowledge, there shall be knowledge abundant. And in that day, the deaf shall hear the words of the book. So discern, my brothers and sisters, get the point. When people realize that their leaders have dealt with them corruptly, blinded their minds, every lie man believes is an obstacle against the greater dimension of truth, then shall men begin to see again, my brothers and sisters, the words of the book. While men are double-minded after the provocations of the nations, not knowing to seek the Most High for an absolute, my brothers and sisters, men swear by the holy name, but in vain. And the scripture says, point blank, the man who does this should not be counted blameless. Amidst so much confusion, you must understand that the only way you can honor the Most High is you find the truth that a multitude of rulers will never tell you and see beyond all their lies. That power, my brothers and sisters, is a gift from Yah. Oh boy, 8 minutes, I'm looking at the time. Do what we can to try to speak what needs to be spoken. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, what the leaders have hid from you, what the leaders did not know, what the leaders have never converted or fully accept, that is the gospel. That is the rule of the kingdom. It's the reason why Messiah said, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. The Son of Man, if you are his disciple, he said you would know the truth. Make you free. Why are so many in bondage, my brothers and sisters? Because they're still somebody else's disciple. Why are so many, my brothers and sisters, subject to institutions that would never tell you the whole truth? Because you've been somebody else's disciple. Just the way it is. It's time to wake up and understand. What did Messiah say concerning the rulers? And once in one place he said, beware the leaven of the scribes and Pharisees. He was talking about the leaven of hypocrisy. They claim to be teaching the people and don't. He says, all that's done in the darkness shall come to the light. Please understand. He was saying you have to trust Yah beyond all the leadership of the world. In another place, he said, I know you well, speaking to the leaders. He said, I know you well. That the love of Yah is not in you. And he said, you think you need me to judge you? He said, you know, you don't need me to judge you. They say, there's one who would judge you, even Moses, who you claim to trust. My brothers and sisters, so many read the scriptures, getting different interpretations, not after the Spirit. Question need be asked, why? My brothers and sisters, so many of your leaders are more concerned about how they can fill their pocketbook, fill their billfold, and they want that folding stuff, my brothers, not no ching-ching. So at the end of the day, Scripture already says that that be, according to the book of Jacob, they call James, your purpose and your preaching, already unworthy to hear from the Most High. And those who are unworthy to hear from the Most High, how do they have a message that's worthy to be preached? Time to understand what the scriptures mean, my brothers and sisters. The why it speaks over and over again in the case of the Most High having to send a prophet, a faithful ally, to speak with others, what not. It's time that we comprehend, my brothers and sisters, thy refuge. It says in Isaiah 45:19-25, a refuge is not after all the diverse standards of the nations. Scripture says Messiah, when he appears, will say, I alone am a just one and a savior. Draw near to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. How many of my brothers and sisters will understand that the one whom the Most High said that he himself had given a title of honor, called him by name unto his glory and his honor. My brothers and sisters, that's the one who will set the standard that will discern the difference between those who my brothers and sisters will be friends to serve the Most High according to all that is his command, and those who seek in part to exalt partial standards. Also, my brothers and sisters would prefer a multitude of divisions among our people, denying the hope of peace. If your leaders didn't tell you that, you need to ask the question, why? Scripture says the gospel be hid is hid to them that are lost. Our brothers and sisters, Scripture says the people that will not know his ways will not enter into his rest. His ways, do you think his ways according to all the various nations say, my thoughts are not like your thoughts, my ways are not like your ways? His word shall accomplish all that which he has spoken. Shall all the varying ideas of all the nations be made manifest? Or is it true, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is just simply going to do what he has decreed from the beginning? It's time we understand. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, I'm just looking at the time, and there's a lot more I want to tell you about this, but I want you to consider something. I know there's some things if I go into, it's going to take a lot more time than is available right now. I can only say to you that few realize they're in darkness until finally they've seen the light. Isaiah 9th chapter. Thus a child is born, to us a son is given. That prophecy is for the latter days. To us a child is born, to us a son is given. Unto those who dwelt in darkness, and upon them has the light shined. And he should be called Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Wonderful Counselor. Increase of his government shall be no end. Why don't they explain that to you, my brothers and sisters? There are those who look at Matthew 24, not understanding that it is the chronology of the course of much time, not discerning when the scripture is talking about, whenever it talks about such thing as sun and moon darken, stars falling from the heavens. You need to read Isaiah 13 and realize that's talking about Messiah coming in the last days to destroy Babylon. So over the course of much time, my brothers and sisters, when you talk about Jerusalem falling, that happened way back in 70 A.D., many have not understood that these scriptures ultimately mean that Isaiah 49:1, called by the Most High by name, come to pass in the last days. But there are those who have been told that all these things prophesied in Isaiah 24 were actually in the last few years of this age. Well, my brothers and sisters, there's an article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Tribulation 70-365 AD, that you really truly need. But the scriptures tell us that if scattered among these nations, there'll be strife and divisions among us. We consider ourselves wise before the time. Messiah will come to expose, my brothers and sisters, all this false pride after which men have called themselves wise. When he says he'll make the crooked places straight, It says it revealed the hidden things that men have not considered. How many understand why that must be? That men be humbled to seek the will of one. That men's eyes be open, my brothers and sisters, spies and discerning, that the rulers have been treacherous against the truth of the word. They all might follow after the will of one. Let us understand, as I said before, and it's imperative that we do, that seeking the gospel has always been a matter, of seeking the truth that the rulers would not tell you. And not to understand this, I said not to understand this, is the bondage of all mankind. Blessed are those who will discern better. And discerning the truth, my brothers and sisters, will not ever again turn back. Can we speak again, my brothers and sisters? It's been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, unto his honor, and yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all for listening. I thank the Most High for every ear, yes, every ear that he brings near.